You are listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford. And
a scary thought in the 2Ks. It's not too late. Sit some toothpaste. Got enveloped in your sticker shock. I gotta tell ya, it's a barrage. It's a barrage. It's a mirage. We are the Tigers. We need
don't ask about the dollops. You're listening to The Electric Hour, WMFO's longest-running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld. I am not joined this morning by Brennan Corriston. More on that in a sec. That was Stephen Malkman and the Jinx with Tigers, and it is a breamy, breezy, balmy, bright, sunny day with a little touch of rain and clouds and cold outside. So Brennan is not here. He has what is popularly known as an econ midterm. For those of you who are not familiar, econ, that is short for economy. Economies are concerned with the wealthy people and building factories. So we're trying to get a lot of money to the wealthy so they can build more factories so we can make more, lumber and gold-plated keyboards and mouses and such. So Brennan is doing that. And so I'm here, and it's the season 4 premiere. We're all very excited. No idea what's going to happen today. I'm just alone in the studio. No one's gonna drop by or anything. So it's all just I'm sorry. That there appears to be someone here. Hi, can you just introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sophie Martin.
Oh my gosh! Wow, Sophie Martin. Well, that's amazing. We've of course never met before.
No,
never met before.
Why are you here?
Well, I'm here to do my radio show in the morning, as I often do.
Right, okay.
Was I supposed to clear my throat in the mic, too, to say that I was here? I didn't get that memo.
Oh, it's a common way to introduce yourself.
Right. I'm Erica Gelfand.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, two guests. I was lying just a second ago. But we've got two great guests here. Couple, Tufts Comedy Frosh, and, yeah, Sophie Martin, Erica Gelfand. Welcome. Welcome to the booth.
Thank you.
The studio. How are you guys doing on this fine morn?
A little damp.
A little damp?
Mm. A little wet on the way here.
There's
water falling from the sky, so.
True. How surprised are you that water's falling from the sky?
Moderately shocked.
Not surprised at all. I checked the weather app this morning and came prepared.
Well, I didn't. Okay.
Wow. Mm. You gotta get on that.
Yeah, you gotta get that app. Weather, is it called?
Yeah, you gotta download it.
Popular
it's
app.
It's got some in-app purchases that are pretty cool. You can control the weather with it if you pay an extra.
Yeah, I bet some rich dude is the cause of this rain right now, just buying all this in-app credits.
Brennan helped make it in the rain factory with his econ major.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that economics is really just about building factories. It's a theory I've long been supporting. So what's going on? Okay, so I guess Donald Trump won really big in Nevada last night, and I guess I'm just getting kind of scared. I don't know. I
try not to think about it.
I just wonder.
But isn't that the problem?
Yeah, I'm the problem.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the wall like would look like. Like,
right.
If he won, like, would it be like a Great Wall of China kind of deal? Or would it like have like Trump all over it, like the building?
Oh, true.
So I'm thinking about this from like a pure aesthetic standpoint, and that is how I will be voting.
I guess I always imagined it as Great Wall of China style. You know, thick stone. But that's not very...
Built with bodies inside.
Built with lots of corpses, yes, of our enemies.
What's the name of, like a catacomb? Like the, with the skull.
Well, in the Great Wall of China, they literally just tossed bodies in there.
Yeah, like workers died.
Yeah, okay.
Is that like common knowledge?
Yeah,
that's pretty common, I think.
I think I was like 10.
Yeah, I mean, because just millions of people, I mean, thousands of people died making it, and they
millions.
Would just, millions of people made it probably.
Well, clearly, I care about none of them.
Too long ago for Erica to be concerned.
My concern spans 12 years, and then after that, I don't.
Okay, that's 12 years back from now?
Yeah, from this day in history.
Okay, so what? Oh, so it keeps moving up.
Yeah, so like tomorrow it'll be like 12 years minus one day from now.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay. So like when you were sick, some kid could have like pushed you on the playground 12 years ago today, but tomorrow you're not going to be sad about it.
I won't be sad about it anymore.
Then again, I don't know if she needs to be sad about it even today if that happened.
Well, okay, John.
Well, do you want to get something out, Sophie?
Some wounds don't heal.
A kid bullied me on the playground one time, and my mom reported her to the Anti-Defamation League because I thought she was being anti-Semitic, but she was just being mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like kids don't really know how to be anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
When do you think bullying first can become anti-Semitic? How old do you have to be an anti-Semite?
Old enough that, like, your nose starts, like, shifting to, like, a Jewish nose because, like, kids aren't born with a Jewish nose. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now, let's explore this, because Sophie, you're not of the Jewish persuasion.
I am not.
Nor am I.
I'm not.
So,
all right, I guess I'll educate.
All right, Erica, when did this happen to you?
Oh, I was diagnosed. I think I was, like, 11, maybe 10. So, like,
and 10, did like, you notice, or did someone else
someone
point
else
it out
to
did you
out to
notice?
Me?
This? No. I don't know. It was there somewhere.
My best... Oh, nose... I got it.
Did you... Yeah, I don't know.
My best friend pointed out to me and was like, your nose is so big for your face. And I was like, since when? And then I like looked through pictures and I was like, huh. And then that was the end of that. And then that's when all the bullies... continued to bully me, but this time with...
Specific
I had a bigger nose
taunts.
Not even. It's the exact same.
It was just also true.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Because I've never noticed that about you before, but now that you're talking about it, I'm kind of looking over and it's
profile,
like...
Profile, you know.
It's like, oh, wow, yeah.
There it is.
That's dramatic.
My mom had two nose jabs. And
oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Wow. I don't know anyone who's gotten a nose
jab. Yeah, I don't either. But then I got to Tufts and people started talking about people in their hometowns, like, getting plastic surgery. Wow. Like, it was a normal thing.
Man. The only person I know is my mom, but I'm sure there are others who just don't talk about it.
I suppose. I don't know. I've broken my nose twice, and my mom very briefly was like, hey, you want to do something with that? And I was just like, no way. I love myself.
I'm too real, mom.
Yeah, I'm too organic for that.
How'd you break your nose twice?
Playing football twice.
So with the sports.
Only two times.
Hashtag relatable with the, I like when they catch the ball. That's
yeah.
That's my favorite part of sports.
Me too.
And throwing. That is also my favorite part of sports.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Regardless of sport, just you like
that's all sports is catching a ball that someone else throws.
What about soccer or hockey
or
golf?
Volleyball?
Fair enough.
Tennis.
I get your point.
Swimming.
All American boxing. Sports that people watch.
People watch hockey.
Who watches hockey?
From Wisconsin, people watch hockey there, I suppose. That's a good point, though. Who won the Super Bowl?
Broncos.
The Broncos?
The Broncos. The Broncos.
And they beat the Panthers, I think.
Are the Packers
no.
a team? Yeah, Panthers.
Yeah, the Packers are a team. We got out. We lost round one, though.
We did.
Yeah. Who's we?
The Packers.
Oh, okay.
Who are you talking about?
No, I was talking about the Patriots, but didn't mean that.
I was like, you guys aren't from the same.
No, we're not.
But we have the same team affiliation. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch the pros.
I just watch the commercials.
That I don't really get either. It's like you can see those online.
Yeah, but it's fun in the moment to like watch them all together.
Is it?
And be like, what? With your friends.
What was the best one? Did you watch them this year?
I had a new member meeting for AOPI, so I couldn't go with the sorority.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, everyone started hating me.
Yeah, that's two strikes against you. Your big old nose and your sorority status.
I will report this show to the ADL.
Do it. We get written up every week.
25% Jewish.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's more. I think it's like 30%.
Oh, shit. My people.
I think it is.
It's certainly...
I mean, darn, my people.
It's certainly more than half of my friends.
Oh, it's mostly all of my friends.
Yeah. Wait, Sophie, you're not in a soror, are you?
Heck no, I'm not.
Nice. Wow, we are clicking this morning.
Woo!
I find when you're in a group of three people, you always want to find the one person that you're going to kind of be against.
Yeah.
So I think we've done that.
Yeah, find groups of three. You see them in every single, like, Disney movie.
Never
just
works out.
Just rattle them off.
It's always, like, two girls, one boy, or, like, two boys, one girl.
Well,
and two of them are always going to wind up together.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's nice. It's a good formula is white male lead, black male best friend, white girl best friend.
Well, which one is the black male best friend in this situation?
Good point.
Just
this is a girl show. So the girl's the lead, and then she has to have a girl and a guy friend. So I guess you're the lead, and that would make Erica the black girlfriend, and I am the white boy.
My calling.
Okay.
Yeah. Just by the formula from the shows.
Right.
I mean, we've all seen one. Ned's Declassified was a classic example.
I was thinking Danny Phantom.
Also true.
So true.
It is everywhere.
When I was thinking of Frank Grizzly, I was first thinking of Lizzie McGuire and like how Miranda must have felt when Lizzie and Gordo got together. Nobody watches Lizzie McGuire. Nobody's related.
I honestly
know about
didn't.
Okay.
What?
All my friends did, but I wasn't allowed to, so I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. What were you allowed to do?
A lot of PBS Kids.
Okay.
That's about it.
Some
Nickelodeon.
Some Arthur?
Like, yep. Arthur. Dragon Tales.
I never was into Dragon Tales. It felt too young for me.
Yeah, it probably felt too young to me too, but I still watched it.
But if you're not allowed to watch the zesty, risque drama of Lizzie McGuire, I guess you'll have to do.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It is zesty. Like a lemon.
Love some... So lemon.
Those
lemon-like
shows.
Okay, wait. So Sophie and I are not in sorors. Erica, you're in a soror,
as
I understand it, you
Srat life.
You're
as,
getting
as
your,
the people say.
Yeah, and you're in the process of unveiling your big, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How's that been?
It is a week designated to a mysterious person showering me with gifts and love, and I'm all about it.
Right.
And you only have to pay a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
So you came home and there were presents on your bed. That's what happened yesterday. My question, how did that happen? How did they get into your life?
I was wondering that too.
They sent me a message with like the fake Facebook account that they make. It was like, Erica's big, like loves her. And they were like, what times are you going to be there tomorrow? And like, what's your roommate's name? Not to be creepy, I have presents to drop off for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave them my roommate's name and the times that I would be gone. And then I had to go back to my room. And I wasn't allowed to because
something. They were in there?
They were in there.
Wow.
God, Greek life cramping your style.
Seriously.
Honestly.
It's already ruining your schedule.
It's ruining everything.
It's costing you friends.
Costing me commercial watching hours.
Oh, big time.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I missed, I caught one that was like, he was like leading people through a museum of like all the memes of the year and was like, but one thing stays the same, avocados. And then it was just commercial for avocados.
Wow. I've never understood those commercials for just like a fruit. I don't know.
Because you can't. Because
it's just like for the industry.
It's just like in the industry, I guess. So all the avocado guys get together and pitch in for a Super Bowl commercial.
Like I feel like the only way to advertise a fruit is just like if you like that fruit,
yeah.
Go buy it. If
yeah,
you don't, don't buy it.
Remember
that's
this
true.
Commercial. Remember it. Go
yeah.
buy it. It's good.
Been a while since you got any raspberries.
What's the first time? The first time I've ever seen a fruit advertised. Like, I've never seen, like, grape
I've definitely
they advertise grapes, I feel like.
And clementines.
They should advertise clementines. They advertise, like, grape jelly and, like, grape products. But not just, like, grapes.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen a grape commercial.
Oh, they're great.
They're grape.
It's always like an action movie parody, and like Liam Neeson busts down a door, and then they're holding a bunch of grapes hostage, and he goes and shoots everybody in the room. It's really graphic, and then he eats the grapes.
And he says, also graphic.
Yeah, it's really graphic, because up until then, you kind of assume the grapes are like his daughter. But then he just eats them.
It's like he holds one of the hostage. He continues to hold them hostage, but he just like feeds them
right.
Grapes like a king.
Yeah, and then at the end it says, buy grapes.
Yeah. Or don't.
I feel like I've seen a cranberry commercial. Cranberries are big in Wisconsin, so sometimes I have cranberry commercials. But yeah, that's true. It's like if you know about the fruit and you like it, then you just get it.
Yeah.
And if you don't. Huh.
Because it's not like they're saying you could get it at this store, which most commercials are saying.
Right. Wow.
You can get it everywhere.
I think it would only make sense if it were like a brand new fruit that they just like genetically engineered.
Oh, that's so creepy.
You gotta get
the word
could
out. Like make a new fruit.
They have.
What have they made?
Dude, like most apples are like fake.
No, I'm talking about like a new fruit.
Yeah, but like they do that too.
They could do it. All bananas are exactly the same, right? They're genetically modified to be the same species, and if one plague hits the bananas, they'll all be gone.
That's actually starting to happen. They're trying to find a new banana species.
Mm-hmm. This is all new information.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. The stuff you eat is so genetically engineered.
I knew that, but I didn't know like this much about the fruit industry.
And there used to be a different species of bananas, and that's mm-hmm. where they got the like fake banana flavor that you eat in like a Laffy Taffy. So bananas actually used to taste like that, and then they got wiped out.
And that's why banana flavored everything tastes really weird and you don't like it. But because it's not the same banana.
Okay, poll. Do you guys like grape flavored candy?
Poll of two people.
No. I know, I don't.
It's awful. Erica, do you like it?
No, in fifth grade, I don't like really like any candy. And then in fifth grade.
Sorry, so fifth grade. So this is after the Junos appeared.
After it
sprouted. Still yeah, and this is before, this is after the window you care about.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'd like to be clear.
We had to do like a science project in Miss Feist's fifth grade class where we were like seeing like how long it takes a Smartie to dissolve in your mouth, and I really didn't like Smarties, and I was like, Miss Feist, I really don't like Smarties, and I'd really appreciate not having to eat them because like I don't like them. And she was like, do it for the sake of science. And I was like, I can't argue with that. So I did it, and I just stuck on this like grape thing for 15 minutes, and it was so gross, and I was like crying by the end of it, and I was like, it's so disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
You suffer for your art, that's all I can say.
No, it's over for science.
Science
and
art.
We made no discoveries that day. So it wasn't even worth it, and I'm still a little mad, as you can tell.
Well, I asked because a friend of mine really likes grape candy will go out of his way to get the grape candy, and I'm disgusted, and I don't understand.
No, yeah, I don't understand. I found
I
that,
hope
like,
he's listening right now.
Oh, yeah, we have like 100 listeners.
Yeah,
so.
I bet. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what I found, I love watermelon flavored candy, but in real life, watermelon doesn't really do it for me.
Hmm.
I don't think it has enough flavor.
Well, it's so different.
Yeah. Man, it's so true.
I haven't tried enough candy to know all the different flavors.
It's like blue raspberry.
I know I
just
don't
isn't
like fake
thing.
Fruit flavors,
yeah.
So I haven't gone out of my way to like try all the different ones.
Now that I think about it, I can't really think of like a candy fruit that tastes so much like the real fruit. Apart from maybe orange.
Orange or like lemon.
Lemon.
Lime.
Lime, I guess.
That's about it.
The citrus ones. Those are probably pretty easy to make.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Zesty.
Man. This is some hot, this is hot, deep stuff right now. you want to cut to a track and we'll come back? I like to keep the listeners satiated with a little music.
Cool.
That rhymed.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, we're gonna hear some Metric off their first album, which I really like. I'm not allowed to tell you the name of the song until after we hear it, but let's give it a listen. You're listening to the Metric Hour, doing for as long as running in Robert Lamb here with Eric Goff and Sophie Martin. Bye.
As the homeland plans and these, all we do is talk static.
Yes, that was Metric with Sexexy, and off their first record, which is something I can't remember the name. Great, great group. just into the Electric Hour, remaining and expanding. Don't Ask About the Dollars. My name is John C. Merfeld. I'm joined, of course, by Sophie Martin. Aunt Sophie Slattery Martin.
That's my middle name.
That's her middle name. And we have a similar middle name situation.
Really?
Well, not in terms of what it is, but where it comes from, I think.
Did I tell you where my middle name came from?
I thought maybe you did.
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't really know where I
had an opinion. Oh, is it not your mom's maiden name?
Well, it is, yeah. I thought you meant like ancestry.
No. I meant just why it's your middle name.
Yeah.
Mine's that for the same reason.
I thought it was just C.
What?
Like the letter C.
Oh, well.
Oh, am I wrong? Yes, I was.
My mom was just A and C. Yeah, it is the letter C.
Well, now I'm learning.
She was dying to get married, so she could change it to a full name.
Have some more letters.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill out more boxes when she fills out official forms.
Actually, I feel like that would be kind of nice not to have to do that.
Yeah, just like one.
Like on a standardized test, just fill in one little bubble.
Mm. Yeah, I guess
so. And Erica Gelfand, as you can hear.
My middle name is Michael. So,
really?
In case you were wondering, yes.
Wait.
But it's spelled like Mikal, but it's pronounced like Michael.
What?
How do you spell like Mikal?
M-I-K-A-L.
Okay.
But before I learned how to spell my name, everybody would just call me Erica Michael. And then by the time I learned that it wasn't spelled that way, I was it's just like, I had a little bit of a crisis and I asked my parents what my middle name was. Since my mom was around more than my dad, she liked the middle name Michael better. So she would just always call me Erica Michael. And then like by the time I learned my middle name and I asked my parents about it, my dad was like, it can be either. But I didn't know it could be the other thing because my dad worked. And so he was like never around for like my learning my name.
You hear that out there, prospective dads?
Be there or your kid won't know her last name or her middle name.
I don't know my last name either. Deadly crisis. So yeah.
Wow.
My dad liked it as Mikal better. My mom liked it as Michael better. She thought it sounded like cooler and edgier because she wanted a boy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I do have two sisters. An older one and a younger one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why she wanted a boy. Yeah,
please,
very disappointing.
But then, like, my little sister's name is Michelle, which they couldn't come up with until 3 years later.
What a waste.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I'm a little upset, a little bitter about that one.
Oh, my gosh. So, what's your sibs edge?
Yeah, I got a little brother.
He
is a junior in high school.
Okay.
And his name is Calder.
Wow.
Calder?
Like Alexander Calder, the famous artist. But not named after him. It's a family.
It's just like that.
You know, Alexander like Calder that. Went to my high school and
what?
There's like a big old like
wow.
tribute to him in it somewhere.
Like one of his pieces?
Yeah, like a mobile.
Like a mobile. Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? O'Keefe?
Georgia
O'Keefe. She went to my high school.
E.E. Cummings went to my high school.
Wow. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Look
Mel
at
Mel Newman.
Look at our
high school.
Look.
Paul Newman's wife.
Barack Obama still goes to my high school. So take
and
that.
And we have a winner.
Ding, ding, ding.
So I win. Yeah. Okay, a little brother named Calder. Okay, that's... Okay.
And people always think it's like Calder or Callum or... someone
Callum.
Called them Cauldron. Like
Cauldron.
Stirring the witch's cauldron.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens a lot, actually.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's an amazing middle name. I'm naming my child Cauldron first name. Because that's so
And then you're going to tell him.
What? And I'm going to tell him right there how his name was pronounced. And we're all going to be in agreement.
Give me one sec. I'm going to just cue up the theme music for our little game here. Because this is leading us right into one of our favorite games that I like to play, at least. So you guys just talk amongst yourselves for a hot sec.
What other things? He's been called, like, Colm.
You're just giving me ideas for my future children. Colin Colm Gelfi. Keep in my last name, because hashtag progressive.
Unless, what a revolutionary idea.
Unless the person I marry has a better one, which I haven't found yet.
Wow.
Isn't that so crazy how, like, you have your name your whole life? Could you imagine it, like, one day it's just a different name?
Well,
because that's what women do when they get married.
No, I know. I
can't imagine. Could you imagine if, like, you, like, your last name wasn't Merfeld anymore and it was, like, John C. Smith?
I don't know. I'm not, like, super attached to it.
Oh, I'm really
Did you
attached
just say
to
John was going to be named John Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love that.
I expect an apology for on behalf of Pocahontas any day now.
Okay, well, she's not going to get it.
Damn it.
I'm just too stubborn. Yeah,
this
wow.
I'm so bad at this no swearing thing.
It's okay. It happens every week. I don't know. Yeah, I've always felt like it's definitely weird that it happens. But for me personally, it's like, yeah, like there's a lot of other Merfelds. Like I still have that connection, even if I were to shed it for somebody. Especially if she had a cool last name. Like Dragonheart.
Okay, yeah, it's such a Dragonheart.
John Dragonheart. I think I would do that. Erica, you don't want to just get married and both change our last names to Dragonheart?
I'm going to do that now. Okay. And we will have a child named Cauldron Dragonheart.
Oh my gosh, what a mystical child. Okay, well, while we're sharing personal information, I thought it would just segue nicely into a quick round of two truths and a recommendation for when the Fed should raise interest rates. All right, get that theme music going. All right. So this is where you're going to say just two unexpected true things about yourself and give a recommendation for when Janet Yellen, chairman of the Fed, should finally just bump those interest rates up, you know?
Okay.
But you don't say which one is which. So you just say, you know, it can be fact, recommendation, fact, recommendation, fact, fact. You know, it's up to you guys.
Okay.
So, you know, defer to the guests.
Okay.
Do you have any?
I recently played Two Truths and a Lie, so I do have them in my back pocket.
Okay, well, this is extremely different.
Oh, okay.
Not similar.
Yeah. Except for, wait, no, one of my truths was a stand-up bit, so you guys will know which one's the truth and which one's a Fed thing. Okay.
But the listeners won't. Okay. A lot of it's for them to play at home.
It's cool. All 100 of them.
I'm just going to change it.
Yeah. Oh, it's up to 500 now.
Oh.
Yeah, they all told four friends.
Sweet.
And none of the friends overlapped.
Killed it.
Thanks.
I know all the words to I'm Awesome by Spose. You know the song, it's like, I'm awesome, no you're not, dude, don't lie.
Oh,
and
yes.
All the words.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
8 months. Okay. And...
From now?
Yeah. From now.
Okay.
From this day in history. Okay. Everything is based off of this day.
Okay. Yes, of course.
And I have built an Adirondack chair in my life. So
wow,
which ones are the truths? And which one is when, what's her name, Janet?
Janet Yellen.
Janet Yellen should do the thing with the taxes.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll let the home listeners decide that. We don't spoil it on the show. Of course, you're holding up cue cards as to which one is which for us in the studio, but all right.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, Soph Slatmart.
Okay.
Slattery. It's so... It sounds like an onomatopoeia. It sounds like splattery.
It'd be alliteration.
Or flattery.
Yeah, oh, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little more visceral than that.
It is.
Slattery. Slatter.
Anyway. I like how it's alliteration, because it's like Sophie Slattery, and then it's like Martin.
Martin.
And it ruins it.
When I was little, I was like, Mom, I'm going to change my last name to Slattery when I grow up, because I like it better. I'm not.
I thought about
that.
Doing that with mine, too, actually. Wow. A lot in common with our name, Sitch.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to share my middle name. It's a state secret. All you need to know is that it starts with the letter C.
Is it also Cauldron?
Yes. Dang it.
Knew it.
Crap. All right. All right. What do you got?
Okay. My first one is that I have been to the top of a glacier.
Whoa. I wonder which one that is. Okay.
Yeah. My second one is... Wow, I'm so bad at this. My second
literally
one is,
so little pressure.
My second one is, oh, I ran a 10K once, and I didn't like it.
But and you did live to tell the tale.
I did, barely. And my third one is right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this has been Two Truths and a Recommendation for One. Janet Yellen should raise interest rates. All right. That felt good. That felt good. It's good to get that out in the early morning, you know? Yeah, I let's see. Oh boy. Got a little... I texted my parents, I'm going to be on the radio in 15 minutes, and my mom just texted me back now. When?
Well, my mom texted me, too.
Oh, yeah?
I was just telling Sophie when we were listening to the song that, I was going to show my mom this and be like, look, I have friends who want me to say things to the general public, but she doesn't want people to know about her nose job stitch, so now I can't show her.
Oh. My mom said, can't figure out how to listen. Can we listen online?
Yeah, WMFO.org.
Yes, and that's what I told her, and okay. She said, is it too late?
Nope.
No, Mom. I hope you're hearing this right now.
Hi, Sophie's mom.
Hi. Hey. Her name's Jessica.
Jessica Slattery.
Martin.
My sister's name is Jessica, the one who stole the middle name that should have been mine.
So. Oh, my gosh.
I have a friend here whose girlfriend's name is Jessica Martin. Weird. It's my mom.
Jessica. Wow. It sounds like a very rom-com name, you know?
Jessica Martin.
Jessica Martin. She works at a fashion magazine. And
Jessica Martin thought she could have it all.
And she is she's a klutz and her love life is a mess until a new photographer joins the magazine company.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And at first they don't get along.
Oh, obviously.
But then they start to really get along. And her name is Jessica Martin.
And she's just so quirky and cute.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So quirky.
The cutest and quirkiest. Man, those rom-coms. What's your guys' favorite rom-com?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Just one?
Oh, actually made
fine.
A list.
What are your favorite 30 rom-coms?
I made a list of all my favorite rom-coms.
Okay.
I have asked Jevon every single day to read her thesis, but, and every single day I haven't read it.
Oh, really? I can send it to you. It's,
I need to.
Yeah, I learned a ton. It's fascinating. It's like part academic work, part tell-all juicy scoop on Jevon.
We gotta read it.
Also, Sophie, if you want to tell your... I mean, it couldn't be easier. You go to WMFO.org, and it's, at the top.
There's no, thing at the she top. Knows. I told her.
Oh, okay. So she is just...
Oh, she just texted and said, oh, wow.
Okay, hi. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Another list.
Was it a good wow or a bad wow?
Oh, wow. Sounds like a bad wow.
What? Is it like a wow or like,
she
oh,
said,
wow.
She said, quirky. Do you need a photo?
What?
Of your mom?
Well, Mom, we can't show photos on the radio.
Yeah, but I could describe it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get a photo of your mom.
Let's get a photo.
In fact, let's all get a photo of each other.
Wait, no, my phone's over there.
You can go get it.
Okay, I can.
You're allowed to leave the microphone for 1 second.
Okay. You can't leave.
Oh my gosh. This is gonna be a great new segment of let's describe each other's moms. Hold on, I gotta just find a pic. Good photo of Mother Dear. Yeah, and then I need to find some music for this, of course. Oh, okay. My mom, okay.
I just got to text my roommate saying, so the ants have returned.
So this is not great.
No.
Okay, I got one of both my parents. Can we get just a pic of...
She's not sending me one, so I'll just pull one up.
Yeah, if we have a two-parent pic, and then I'm going to find some intro music for this.
I have a great one of my mom. I don't have any two-parent pics, but the one of my mom is worth it.
Okay, that's fine. We can just describe each other's moms then. My dad happens to be in it, but don't worry about him. I think if there are any good mom songs that aren't Stacy's mom. Or I can just do a generic rock intro.
There is a great Mom Jeb Bush tweet that just says, sorry, Mom. And it's from a year ago in September.
Aww. Wow.
No, but it's from a long time ago before you started
still,
to run.
He knew.
Yeah. Man, Jeb Bush. Oh, what a guy. I feel so bad.
I feel so bad.
Oh, he just...
My friend was working for the Jeb Bush campaign. And
really?
He knows him. He has a bunch of photos with him because he goes to school in D.C. So it was right there. And then when Jeb Bush dropped out, he wrote probably the equivalent of a thesis, but as a Facebook status. I didn't read it.
Wow.
So I can't tell you the
deets.
Oh,
man. No, Jeb. Okay, I have my mom pick pulled up.
I got my mom pick.
Yeah, I got mine.
Okay, so we're going to pass them counterclockwise, I think, and then we're going to take turns describing each other's moms. So... Okay, so there you go. Erica, and now it's time for a quick round of Let's Describe Each Other's Moms. Yeah. This song's called Mom's Drunk, so.
My mom was drunk
appropriate.
When I said
it. Oh my God.
She just said that.
Oh, wow. Oh, she just, oh no, she didn't text you. okay. So, let's see that up for a second. Okay, who wants to go first?
I will go first for John C's mom.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to do also, got a little sneak preview of the dad coming
in. Yeah, that's, I took a picture of them because they looked so embarrassing.
He appears to be eating his sunglasses. He's got like the little, the ear part in his mouth. And then his mom is showing the dad something on the phone. But she was, so you know how like, how cool you are is, like, how many sunglasses you're wearing kind of deal.
Yeah.
So I'm giving her a cool point and a half because she has sunglasses on, and then on top of that, her regular glasses.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a Nike tracksuit. She kind of looks like what Hugh Hefner wears when he's not wearing the robe. I feel like he wears this tracksuit.
She's naked when he's not wearing the robe.
No, like out and about in town, not just like when he's not wearing.
Right.
Yeah. Khakis, it looks like.
I took that as intentionally, like, it's the most embarrassing position I've ever seen them in. So I took a picture.
They look very, very mom and dad.
They look so
mom
and dad.
I've never seen a more mom and dad picture.
They're just like struggling to figure out the directions on a Google Map.
Hey, it's hard.
I know. Okay. Sophie?
Yeah, okay.
Describe what
I'll go
you've
for
got
it.
There.
Okay, so this woman.
This is Erica's mother.
This is Erica's mother.
Jody.
Looks remarkably like Erica.
How's her nose?
Her nose looks great. Jody, if you're listening, it looks fantastic. You're beautiful. She's got this sort of Erica curly dark hair going on.
Oh.
There's a lot of it. She looks like super, super happy. Like Erica just told her that she got straight A's or
no, she,
like,
she was drunk. It fits with the song, Mom's Drunk.
Yeah.
I know. And then the best part is that right kind of in front of her glorious I love my daughter smile, but only when I drink wine.
true.
She's holding up both of her hands and but only one finger on each hand, and she's flipping the camera
oh,
off.
My.
But
oh,
double,
how vulgar.
But doubly
so.
The
pick I have of my mom.
Wow.
I love it.
You'll yeah. ask for some
would
mom
probably
picks.
Get along with my mom.
How edgy.
She's also wearing a nice black zip-up hoodie.
Wow.
There's some art in the background.
Yeah,
she do that?
It's Jewish art. No, oh. It's of like rabbis and stuff.
Mazel
tov. Is that all Jews are allowed to draw?
What? Pretty much. I'm pretty sure all the art in my house is like either stuff that we did or like quotes from rabbis. Yeah.
Wow. I guess, yeah, they're the only art in my house is like crucifixes.
Okay.
And some like Southwestern stuff that my mom
likes.
We have
some real art.
Yeah.
My parents like art.
You're saying crucifixes aren't real art?
Well, some non-religious related art.
We have, like, I'm sure you have, like, in our bathroom, we just have, like, all these pictures of different storefronts. It's just like,
whoa.
In our bathroom, just wall to wall.
I've seen a lot of weird bathroom art, I feel like. I feel like a lot of people's bathrooms have, like, funny. Like weird photos in
them. I feel like it's stuff that like people like but they don't want to like admit
right.
that they like so
I
they
agree.
Put it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But then all your guests see it because they spend well, time in the bathroom.
But you don't.
Oh yeah. I love
house.
Going to a new house and just using their bathroom.
Don't you have to pee sometimes? I mean, that's one room that they're basically guaranteed to go to.
That's true.
So I mean, it's like in but like I feel like you go to a bathroom in somebody's house if it's like an intimate like, I feel like more uncomfortable going to the bathroom in like a stranger's
right,
house.
Right, right. So like,
in, my best friend's
in the
house.
Bathroom on our first floor, we have some nice pictures of our family, which is like pretty standard, I guess. But then in
family
the bathroom,
photos in the bathroom.
I know.
I don't know about that.
I watch you while you pee.
Yeah.
Then
oh
upstairs
boy.
in one of the bathrooms, there is just art that has been done by my brother and I. But like not recently, like a very long time
right.
ago. So we actually have a Georgia O'Keeffe flower that I did when I was like 10, and my art teacher did not tell us what they were supposed to look like. And I was pretty shocked when I found out when I was older. And then this like strange sort of charcoal pastel thing that my brother did of a really, really big bug stepping on a human.
I think your mom is sending you these pictures.
Oh, no.
Wait, is the Georgia
You're getting more
O'Keefe?
Messages from her. Oh, she's sending you photos of art.
Oh, she is.
Wow. And I haven't even
Is the Georgia O'Keefe flower that counts like a vagina?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's... I get it
That's
now.
Why I yeah. was so shocked.
Oh, wait, no. We do have one piece of art in, like, our general house that isn't Jewish art, and it is...
It's a vagina.
No. It is... Okay. Basically, it's a naked lady with a huge butt but sticking her head in her freezer, so you just get, like, the back with her butt and, like, a little side tit coming off of it.
Mm-hmm. Tasteful.
And on the back, yeah. it is titled... Hot flash. And it is at our kitchen table, and I've sat across from it eating wow. dinner every night since I was 5.
Yeah, we used to... Yeah, that's... I find this stuff so weird. We used to have this, like, bare naked ladies poster. But
Which one?
It was just this one with, like, these three naked women on it, basically making out. And I was just like, what is this doing in our house? No one here even likes the bare naked ladies. Okay, I want to describe this picture now, because it's a gem. So this is just taken, I suppose. You
Shout
can see,
out to Sophie's mom.
You can see the Massachusetts
Thanks
morning sky in the background. So Sophie's mom appears to be wearing a gray sweatshirt under another gray sweatshirt.
Got him.
She has a very excited look on her face, or possibly one of great pain. Her, you know, she's got the wide eyes and the wide mouth. Very nice teeth. A pretty short hairdo, pretty formed to the head. I mean, it doesn't. If her hair would fit on a bigger version of her head, you know, it would like.
Congrats it's, on your hair it's the same, ratio, like, shape. Sophie's mom.
Yeah,
killing it, Jessica.
I can see an earring and
only one.
I can only see the one.
Like a pirate.
I think there might be another one. Brown eyes. Yeah, that's. I don't know a lot. She's pretty. Yeah, I guess I can see it. Kind of.
How about now?
Yeah. You guys have the same, like, shocked face. Yeah. I mean, it's, she's not, yeah. It's a fun pick. And then we got a lot of art, too.
Oh, God.
Let me just, yeah. She sent a bunch of, oh, do you really want to do this? Oh, no, she says. And yeah, there's a bunch of pictures. Oh, you've got one of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You got one of this forest.
Can I see Sophie's flower?
Yeah. Oh, Sophie's flower isn't in there, but if she wants to send it.
I'll show you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was a great round of let's describe
Ooh,
each
so
other's
happy.
Moms.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I thought we could play one more track and then go into the final stretch, because there's something else we like to do here that I think you guys would enjoy. Does that sit well with everybody?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's queue up. This is going to be some new pornographers who I don't play nearly enough of on this show. And where did I put that? Here we go.
Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime. We'll be right back.
right, we're on the East Coast, little new pornographers, to get you through your freaking day. Am I right? You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO. I'm John C. Merfield, joined by Sophie Martin and Erica Gelfand. Erica, you started to say something during the break there.
I did. Okay, so we were talking about stuff and having all the laughs, and it reminded me of when I was in 11th grade, so pretty recent memory.
Yeah,
I was doing, I was in the physics classroom doing like some homework with my friend, and I really had to blow my nose just because like I had like a booger in there that I didn't want to pick because I didn't want to like leave to pick my nose. I just had to like blow really hard. And so my friend had a cold and had a box of tissues, and I was like, yo, hit me up with one of those. And she was like, okay. And then we realized it was the last tissue, and she was like, dude, this is my last tissue, so like you really need to make it
worth it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And I was
wait, okay. People are so on the edge of their seats waiting to happen. I think we need to look a little closer. I think we need to maybe act this out and get to the bottom of this ourselves. So I think this would be a good time to enter one of the Electric Hour's most tried and true segments. Let's see that. Open bracket. Erica Gelfand, sorry, 11th grade, physics class, close bracket.
Do I start?
Yeah, you're Erica.
Okay, oh man, I got this booger, but like I don't want to pick it, so I got to blow it, because I'm classy like that. Ugh, gosh, do you have a tissue that you could maybe spare my poor, poor nostrils?
Yeah, but my nose is like a leaky faucet. So I have this box of tissues. I guess you could have one.
Oh, man. Thanks. Let me take... Oh, no. It's the last tissue.
Oh, God.
Do you want it back?
You touched it.
Well, I'd just like to remind you guys that F equals MA, so that's a very important concept to get through your head, so I'll just be over here. Just don't mind me.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. My physics teacher's name was Glenn.
Son, get out.
My name is Glenn. Okay, well, I just... And if you girls need anyone to mediate any kind of conflict, I'll be here.
All right. And so, I guess I better blow my nose and make this tissue worth it. That's the nose blow sound.
Blow harder.
Oh, no. I blew too hard, and now my nose is bleeding. What are we gonna do?
Oh, dear. Looks like we got a bloody nose here in the back row of the physics class.
We're out of tissues. What are we gonna do?
Well, I guess you could use my shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
here,
I could.
Use my shirt, too.
Oh, boy. Can I plug up both nostrils with both of your shirts? One per nost?
Yeah, I think that'd be appropriate.
Nostril short for nostrils. Okay.
You don't need to keep explaining all the concepts. I think we all get it.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable. Glenn took his shirt off.
Hey, come on, you know, I'm just trying to help out a student in need.
Oh, no. Oh, man. This is... a lot better. Oh no.
Like I'm uncomfortable because she took her shirt off. How do you think I feel?
I need to file an incident.
I need to file an incident. A young woman took her shirt off in my classroom.
I'll file this report as soon as my nose stops bleeding. This is uncomfortable. Also, like, other guy in the classroom, please stop taking pictures of this happening. You're not involved.
Yeah, these are going on my blog. My topless people blog. And my other girls with nosebleeds blog.
It's my nosebleed blog.
All right, Jeremy, I'm going to need to confiscate that camera.
No, your shirt's off.
No, that's a fair point.
Enough. Fair enough. I was like, oh, I feel like I should get out of here, but my nose is still bleeding. And both of your shirts are up my nose.
Well, I'm not going to need that back.
I need that back.
Okay.
Like here, now?
Oh, all right. This will just gush blood onto my physics problem.
Oh, no.
Slug it up.
That's gravity disgusting. Is making it fall down. Oh, thanks for all true. The insight, Glenn.
Thanks for being such a good teaching device, Ms. Gelfand.
Just some learning by doing happening right here.
Wow, all
I'm
right.
I'm still bleeding so much.
So, young woman, can you put your shirt back on, please? So I don't have to report myself.
I like it. Let her keep it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
Majority rules.
Yeah.
So bloody.
So much iron is on this table.
Iron?
Yeah, oh, in the
from
blood.
From the blood?
Yeah,
because the hemoglobin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, save that for your bio class. This is physics. I hate bio.
Ew. I'm sorry, I forgot about your no bio or we're expelled from school rule.
That's right. Stop.
We're not even allowed to breathe because bio is happening.
That's right.
Which is great because my nostrils are plugged up, so I'm following the rules.
Can't breathe anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I like girls who can't breathe.
All right, Jeremy, that's quite enough for you.
We all do, Jeremy. Leave it alone. Yeah.
It is pretty hot when girls can't breathe.
Wait, we're not allowed to curse, but we're allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah. Big time. No, it's just the literal swear words you can't say. Anyway. Well.
Anyway.
It's probably about lunchtime, so. If you guys need to get out of my physics class and put all your clothes back on, that's fine with me.
All right, because I'll have a trail of blood behind me.
That's right.
Guess I'll just look like I killed someone.
And I will just keep teaching physics.
Cut to 5 months later, Glenn holds up one of those mugshot thingies. He's been framed. The shirt has been planted back into his life because he was mean to me.
No, officer, I swear I didn't do it. It's just that blood is from a girl's nose.
A likely story.
No, you can, her nose is enormous. You can go see it.
Turn to
yourself.
The side, chump.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's me from the side.
Oh, wait, from the side? I don't think you did it anymore.
Really? Is that why they do that?
Yeah.
I never knew why they had to do it from the side.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Oh, you guys are the nicest policemen.
It's Vermont police, so.
Cut to later that day, those two cops with the police chief.
Now listen, you two are very good at your job, but I feel like you're letting a lot of people go because they look different from the side.
Boss, you should have seen them.
That's not a different person, you know.
You
people
look like Mr. Rogers from the side. I wanted to give him a big old hug and tell him thanks for the childhood.
But people, all right, that aside, I wanted to get into that later, but, you know, people commit crimes from every angle. You know, you can't just say,
I don't think that's right.
The person committed the crime from the front. The side of their face has nothing to do with it. That's not true.
I'm pretty sure that is how it happened.
Just the same guy. All right.
I think you got to go to one of those police conferences. Like, you've been in the business for a while. You've got to get updated.
Well,
on
here.
Falling
well,
behind.
So here,
yeah.
So let me give you an example. Like, you're looking at me from the front right now. What happens for you guys when I turn to the side like this?
Oh, who's that?
All right. And now I'm back in the front. It's me. See? That was still me.
No, a different... Dude, you missed it. A different guy was just here.
Really?
He was so
sideways.
Fast.
Here, let me try that again.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Hey, buddy. Have you seen the chief?
No, I
welcome
haven't
to the
seen
police
chief.
Station. Can we help you with something?
Oh, yes.
You
I'm looking for
some... Want a donut?
Yes, I'd love a donut.
Got a box.
Oh, a whole box? Here. Just for me?
Oh, here, yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll just
here, take
a
donut.
Sprinkled
some,
one.
Some
here. Oh, that one's mine.
Oh, all right. Well, you can have that one then.
Thanks.
All right. See, now, I can see why you'd think that was a different guy. My voice sounds very different from the side. I get a little confused. All right, maybe you guys are onto something.
You keep on missing this different guy. I think you guys would hit it off. You keep on missing each other.
Wow. It sounds like we've reached a whole new era in criminal justice. That was, let's see that. Oh, wow. Great. Great round, guys.
What really happened is that we ran out of tissues, and I've seen She's the Man, so I was like,
"Oh my God!
Oh, Lord. Oh
my
no,
God.
Erica!
It gets worse.
You did
it! It gets worse. No, not okay. It was a clean one.
All right,
still though.
It was so basically, it was like, do you like? I need a tampon.
I think it's
pronto. And then so she gave me one, and I shoved it up my nostril, and we're just like sitting there laughing about it because it's like a ridiculous situation. And then we like look over, and my physics teacher is just there with his phone taking pics the whole thing.
Wow, so I wasn't too far off.
No. Wow. Nobody offered their shirt.
Wow.
Nobody was that nice.
So you're just sitting there. Why was he taking pictures of that? See,
because it's hilarious.
I guess.
We were all buzzed.
I would at least, okay.
I'm still friends with him. I just sent an email.
We were all buzzed.
Yeah, we were all pretty baked in physics.
We were actually, Glenn and I were on the standards committee together who got people in trouble for being buzzed. So we were the opposite. So,
wait, you were just a tattletale in high school?
No,
that was your job?
It was boarding school. And so like when people get caught like drinking on the weekends instead of like going to like, instead of like the police catching you, it's like a teacher catches you and then they have to go to the standards committee, which is made up of teachers and students. And I was a student who everybody thought was lame enough.
Yeah, so you'd sit up there and
I was great at it.
So you would just sit up there and people would come in and have
have and been I'd drinking, like, and you're just like, do you really think that was the best choice you could have made this weekend? Because I was doing homework.
I said the first part, but I did not say the second. Basically, you're going to like, why'd you do the bad thing? And you're like, I don't know. I did it with friends. And we're like, come on, man. Like,
oh my gosh.
Why'd you do it?
You sound like such a judgmental Jenny.
Judgmental Jenny.
Wow. On the standards committee?
That standards committee.
So did you not drink at all in high school?
No. The first time I drank was at my graduation party.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Erica really was lame. She wasn't lying.
No, I'm impressed.
Who knows?
I don't know. I think it depends. Like, at my high school, there was very much, like, a separate group of kids who drank, and then most of us did not.
There was, like, it was the stoner kids and the drinking kids, and I was friends with both, but didn't really hang out with my friends.
I'm surprised they wanted to hang out with you, even though you're on the standards committee.
Because, like, I have a great person. I have a dazzling personality that makes up for
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Wow, we've learned a lot about Erica this hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got to sign off, actually, now and close out with the track and make way for who's ever after us. I actually don't know who that is. But we like to sign off, and we like to say, if you guys have anything you'd like to tell the listeners, anything to plug or tell people to come to or whatever.
Everybody tell Sophie's mom you love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
And tell Erica's mom that her mom is... tell Erica's mom that her nose is perfect just the way it is now.
But definitely not before.
Not before.
Certainly not.
She made the right
no,
choice.
No, she definitely did. Yeah. Let's see. Nothing. On Saturday, my band's Slumberjacks will be performing at, I think, Crafts House at, I think, 9. I'll get back to you guys on that. But any listeners out there who are looking for a hot rock gig, you can come see Slumberjacks on Saturday.
Do it.
Go to the show.
Yeah, great up. Okay, well, that's been it for us. This is the Electric Hour. Of course, we'll be back. We're at this time all semester. Wednesday mornings at 9, and I'm sure this won't be the last you hear of these two. Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being here, guys.
No problem.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we're gonna close out with a little Neutral Milk Hotel, who I recently discovered is a band. So here we go. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.